Right, it's time for question of the week, and it's time to find out if all the leaves were brown for the dinosaurs too.
Dear naked scientists, I am especially curious to know if there was some shift in the seasons a long time ago, that if we imposed our calendar system to the time of the dinosaurs, for example, would we still find the season similar to autumn, occurring around October, or would this season have occurred at some point earlier in the year? Best regards, Yasu in Canada.
So, did they experience winter, summer and autumn, or fall in America?
Hello, my name is Dr. John Nudge from the University of Manchester. And to answer this question, we firstly have to understand why we have seasons today. And we have seasons today for a very simple reason, simply because the Earth has tilted. If you remember your globe on your geography teacher's desk, the rotational axis of the Earth actually tilts at an angle of about 23 degrees. Now, if you imagine our tilted Earth revolving around the Sun, when the northern hemisphere is tilted towards the Sun, the southern hemisphere will be tilted away. And when our Earth gets round to the other side of the Sun, the northern hemisphere will be tilted away from the Sun, and the southern hemisphere will be tilted towards it. In the northern hemisphere, we have our summer in June, while the southern hemisphere has its winter in June. While the tropical regions around the equator will remain at a pretty constant distance from the Sun all the time, and therefore experience little seasonal difference. So that's why we have seasons today. Now, we have no reason to believe that this situation was ever any different to this. As far as we know, the Earth has always been tilted at this angle. So in the geological past, for example, in the time of the dinosaurs, we could assume that the temperate areas of the globe experienced the same four seasons that we experience today. So to answer the question, if you impose our calendar on the Jurassic year, those dinosaurs living in temperate regions in the northern hemisphere, as we do, experience their summer in June. Those living in the southern hemisphere experience their winters in June. And those living in the tropics experience little seasonal change. And one thing that was different, however, is that the Earth is slowing down on its rotational axis. So that in the time of the dinosaurs, the days were actually shorter, but there were more of them in a year.
And a long year with more days in it would mean our calendar wouldn't settle perfectly over the dinosaur year. That said, they probably experienced the same annual temperature changes that we do today. And on the forum, RD said that a dinosaur year would have lasted for 380 days rather than the usual 365 and a quarter that we're used to. But from the deep and distant past to an event horizon for next week's question.
Hi, I'm Sophie from Chicago, US, and I'd like to know, is it possible to make the phone call from a black hole?
Once you've gotten over your almost infinite wait to press the dial keys, would you be able to make a call from a black hole? Let us know the answer by emailing us. The address is chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can write the answer on the forum and we might just read it out. The address is thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, with this week's Question of the Week. You can find it as a podcast in its own right on iTunes and also from our website, nakedscientist.com/QOTW.